Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The poll that we have online at DougAndGator971 on the Twitter has the secondary leading the way. NFL trade deadline is 1 week from today. What position do you want the Lions to address? Secondary, 42.3%. Defensive line, 32.1%. Offensive line, 22.7%. Other, 2.9%. You know, at the beginning of this thing, D-line was actually winning, and now it's overwhelming. The response appears to be the secondary. Chad tweeted us, "I don't really care where they add. They just need to add a player that can make a significant impact. D-line in general feels like a position that would be most impactful, but if there's a stud player anywhere, that would be best." There's some truth to that. And if you think about the way that Brad Holmes likes to GM, I don't know that he completely does, you know, just best player available. If you can get a good player at any position, because like they don't need Breece Hall.
Yeah, they don't need a running back. They don't need a wide receiver. They don't need a tight end. They likely don't need a linebacker unless it's an edge rusher. You know, an outside linebacker.
One guy said a coverage linebacker wasn't a bad answer because of the problems tight ends have given him. You got somebody who's really good in coverage?
Perhaps. But, I mean, there's a bunch of positions you don't need to look at just because, I mean, the best player is available. Justin Jefferson becomes available. I don't expect the Lions to be picking up the phone.
Probably not. Although that would be sick.
Completely unnecessary.
I know. All right, you ready for some fun with Vegas odds?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
These are all things that would have the same odds. And which would you play?
All right.
You start with things that are 7-1. These are all 7-1. The Lions to win the Super Bowl, 7-1. Reuben Bain Jr., edge rusher from Miami, going number one overall in the NFL draft. 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue to win March Madness. 7-1. The Colorado Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup. 7-1. And the Orlando Magic to win the NBA's Eastern Conference. 7-1. All of those 7-1s, which would you play?
Lot of competition in the Eastern Conference, so I'm going to eliminate the Orlando Magic. I don't like the Avs winning the Stanley Cup. March Madness is too crazy, so I'm down to the top two. The Lions winning the Super Bowl or Bane going number one. It really, I mean, the Bane thing can float depending on what team's needs are. When you look at that, is there an offensive lineman that's unquestioned number one? Is Bane really that guy defensively? I thought he may have been a few weeks ago, but he's been kind of quiet lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lions win the Super Bowl.
I agree. I think the Lions win the Super Bowl is the best of all these opportunities, all these 7-1 shots. Kang?
I'm going to take the Colorado Avalanche because they're always a decent team. And in hockey, you know, if you get in, you've got that. That's the ultimate X factor is just get into the dance. You could say that more with the NHL playoffs than any other playoff, I believe.
You're true.
So I'm going to take Colorado. And I know it doesn't matter historically, but I've seen Colorado win a championship before. I've never seen the Lions make the Super Bowl. So even though I want the Lions to do it, I'm going to go Colorado.
All right, next up, these things are all 18 to 1. Jared Goff to win NFL MVP, 18 to 1. Sean McVay to win NFL Coach of the Year, 18 to 1. Ole Miss to win the college football playoff, 18 to 1. The Winnipeg Jets to win the Stanley Cup, 18 to 1. And the LA Clippers to win the NBA, 18 to 1.
No to the Clippers, no to the Jets. Obviously, no to McVay.
I was so excited when I saw McVay odds.
I mean, I don't even care. I'm not sold that Ole Miss can get it done. I'm going to go with Goff as MVP because I think the Lions are going to win a bunch of games. I think Goff is going to put up a bunch of great numbers. So I'll go with that one.
I made a small wager on Goff to win the MVP at the beginning of the year, and I'm sticking with it.
Wow, I agree with you.
Yeah, we're Homer Radio.
Going Homer so far, and it was not the intention.
No, we very rarely have done this.
If I were objective, I would consider
McVay. But part of it is... You're not even considering that. Part of this is, if we think the Lions are the best of the 7-1s, then it's easy to see Goff being the NFL MVP.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, but they still got to vote on it, so I don't think the Lions players get enough respect around this league. No Dan Campbell for Coach of the Year, no Goff for MVP, none of that stuff. So I'm going back to the well, which is hockey, my friend. The Winnipeg Jets, they have a really good goalie, and you know what? A hot goalie in the playoffs can get it done.
All right, finally, I'm a Vegas odds. These things are 22-1. Michigan to win the Big Ten in football, 22-1. Texas Tech to win the national championship, 22-1. The Minnesota Timberwolves to reach the NBA Finals, 22-1. Haynes King, the Georgia Tech quarterback, to win the Heisman, 22-1. And Justin Herbert to win NFL MVP, 22-1.
Okay, I'm going to eliminate Herbert right away.
Good thing you're being objective about this whole Vegas
one. He has said for a while here he thinks Herbert's one of the most
overrated. But I also don't think, I don't think much of Justin Herbert as a quarterback. I think he's an average quarterback. He gets hyped up. I just don't see, look, it's 22-1. I get it. It's a little bit of a longer shot, but it's not that long of a shot. There's some good stuff here. I don't think Michigan's going to – it'd be very difficult for Michigan to get there. T-Wolves, no. I'm going to go with King winning the Heisman.
Haynes King?
Yeah. Dual threat quarterback on a undefeated team right now. He's dynamic. I'm going to give him that option.
I think nobody's really stood out yet either. Like, there's no obvious.
Yeah, that goes in his favor.
I'm going to be consistent. Because I picked it last week in the college football blitz questions, Texas Tech to win the national championship.
Hey.
I have Texas Tech and Texas A&M playing in the national championship game.
This is going to be interesting what King's going to say because there's no hockey.
I know, man. Right. Come on, man. What are the odds for, you know, there's no 22-1 in any show?
Connor Bedard to win the MVP.
The Nordique.
Right. I am going, this is a tough one, but I'm going to go Herbert Gator. Justin Herbert.
Yeah,
before the season, Jim Harbaugh said, I've got to get this guy a Super Bowl. He's one of the best quarterbacks. He's like the best quarterback I ever coached. Of course, Harbaugh speaks off like, you know, crazy land all the time.
Brand,
but my point is he's going to really try to get him to throw the ball more. And the whole offense is built around Herbert. They don't have a running back. They've been getting hurt all year. So the Chargers, you know, I think this MVP thing for the NFL is going to be like, it's going to be a different player every week. And then Herbert's going to be one of those players. If he's the player at the end, that's how he wins it.
There you go. And that concludes Fun with Vegas Odds. All right. Jared Goff said something last night during the Manning cast that probably resonates with a lot of people. We will get to that next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is your garage door making some strange noises? Is it working slower than normal? Are you not sure what to do? Let me help you out. Years ago, I had the same problem. My garage door is sluggish like a wet spot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponge. You know, it's funny. We're discussing how, as kind of freshly minted empty nesters, I'm focusing on the alone time and enjoying it, and yet it's going to have a shelf life. And if you really are a parent that wants to be depressed, my wife showed me something like a month ago, some online thing she saw, and she's like, it's this woman talking about, you know, every version of your kid, they change so rapidly that that version disappears quickly and you will never see that version of your kid ever again. And I'm just like, why are you showing me this? Like, I don't want to see this. It was like a depressing thought. And when they're young, they do grow up so rapidly. So Kang, you're in the middle of it. Enjoy every step is what I'm saying. And I think you are.
I absolutely love it. Actually, the funny thing about the alone time is,
yep,
there is going to be some point during your alone time where you're like, man, I miss the kids.
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely. Like, I wanted this, and then I'm like, I don't want it anymore.
Well, what's really weird about it is I think Flacco put it perfectly in terms of how it is a double-edged, the one called a double-edged sword, too. It's great in its own way, but you do miss your family.
Well, everything's going to be situational, too. If the reason that you're getting away from is because it's just too chaotic or somebody said something and you're like, I'm going to lose it unless I remove myself from the situation. You know, you're fine getting away for a few hours.
Here's a guy, Brad in West Bloomfield, wrote us, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I stay awake just to get that alone time. It's my favorite thing in the world. So he gets up at 4 a.m. for some alone time.
Well, what time does he go to bed?
Going to a bar alone is one of life's simplest pleasures, and alone time is worth its weight in gold. Joe in Grosseal, you're on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. It's all about balance. Because I'm fortunate to have a great wife, 3 kids, and 7 grandkids who are over all the time, it allows me to appreciate the alone time. But if I didn't have them in the controlled chaos of them in my life, and all I had was 4 walls, a television, and talk radio to talk to, I'd be a lonely man.
Well, you go so crazy. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So, yep. No, it's all about balance and the family. The more family you have, the more they're around, the more alone time you appreciate. So I love what Flacco had to say.
Flacco, like, threaded the needle. Joe, thank you. All right, so I want to get to this. This is from Jared Goff yesterday on the Manning Cast. Did you see the whole thing, Gator?
The Goff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kang, you saw it as well, right? We were trying to figure out what he said that, they know a lot of it, you know, they're talking about the game and all that. But the topic came up where Peyton Manning said to Jared Goff, I heard you dressed up as me for Halloween, which wasn't exactly accurate.
No.
But Goff did admit he did dress up as Peyton Manning, and Goff is kind of famous for his Halloween costumes. But here's what he had to say about being Peyton Manning once.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football is off and running, and no one has the sport locked down quite like the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join me, Chip Patterson, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott 5 days a week as we get you set for each weekend with breakdowns and best bets. Then recap all the action on Saturday night and tell you what you need to know about the rankings and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.